Hello, this is Jordan Kelly with Books and Backpacking Adventures. This episode is called California in Summary. This beautiful state has many things to offer. One could easily spend a lifetime exploring all the beaches, attractions, and hiking trails. I was fortunate to find such good friends equally excited about seeing everything California had to offer. From the restaurants in North Park to Moonlight State Beach, there's something to do every weekend. The warm weather and hilly landscape make it a great location for outdoor enthusiasts. You can expect little rainfall in the summer months, but it seems to make up for it in January. Having a Jeep or SUV helps driving in this area. As you may have heard, finding a parking spot is like Black Friday shopping, so I would get a Lyft if possible for the downtown areas. Whether you are looking for entrees, desserts, or drinks, the restaurants are excellent and have a wide variety to choose from. I also like that there are many eclectic little coffee shops scattered around to try out. If you are ever in San Diego, you must try the local Italian restaurants. I can't actually pronounce the name of my favorite one, but it's the best Italian food I've ever had. The atmosphere is perfect for date night or out with friends, and the staff is actually from Italy, giving you an authentic experience. See the mouth-watering pasta and on-the-house chocolate cake in the blog. For my last weekend in town, we had an unforgettable going-away party. Starting at the beach, we spent the afternoon playing football, sun tanning, and skipping rocks. I discovered I'm much better at finding sand dollars, so if that ever becomes a sport, I'll have it made. After working up an appetite, we found a nice little Thai restaurant. Unfortunately, everyone ate so quickly we didn't get any pictures of the food, but it was delicious. Next on the list was a long stroll down the boardwalk, checking out the various shops along the way. Afterward, we stopped at an upscale bar with some outdoor seating. I had an Aphrodite cocktail, which soon became a new favorite. The day was finished off with a giant spinning candle that also sings and looks a little like a torch when first lit, making it feel more like the 4th of July. I can't begin to say how grateful I am for such good friends who will be dearly missed. Once all the packing was finished, I headed out to Urban Plates for a nice dinner. The last stop was a quick walk around La Jolla Beach. It was unseasonably cold with high turbulent waves flashing under the street lamps. Taking one last look around, I dashed for the cover of nearby storefronts, heading for the car. I didn't know it yet, but the coming days would be even more eventful on my cross-country drive. Find more information at jordankellybooks.com.